Okay. We've just been trying to digest all of this during the news break and the little break there with some prayer and stuff. Mike and Lisa Austin here at Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. Your morning tradition, living our
faith.
Traditional Catholic faith. We're talking with John Veneri from Catholic Family News. And we left off the break, John. You were talking about this group, CEDIC, the Ecumenical Journal, the International Jewish Catholic Documentation Service, which I just think is kind of weird anyway. I don't know why that exists. But, I mean, you explained it very well. But we were talking about what they said in 1999 about Archbishop Lefebvre and quote-unquote fundamentalists, and actually talking about Archbishop Lefebvre sticking to the magisterium. Mm-hmm. Of the church, the traditional teaching of the church, as if that's a bad thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they name the document, Satis Cognitum, Leo XIII's magnificent document, Mortali Emanuis, another magnificent document of Pius XI, the Instruction on Ecumenism by Pius XII, very good document. And he says, okay, well, Lefebvre's faithful to this. That's his problem.
Yeah, but and John, what they're also saying too is they're telling everybody that they are going away from the truth.
They say openly that they call this the fact that a Catholic would call for the only path to salvation was to the non-Catholic to leave his position and transfer to the one Church of Christ. They are calling this a hardened sectarianism, and they are admitting. It's very helpful to us. They are admitting that Vatican II refused to accept this teaching.
Right.
Exactly.
We pretty much say that. Yeah. Well,
and
right.
That's
sure.
What we say.
That's what we.
That's what we say. Pope John, Pope Paul VI. He was, he started this ball rolling and this whole orientation. Pope John Paul II definitely acted this way. Mm-hmm. I mean, he never talked about the need for the non-Catholic to convert to the one true Church of Christ. Pope Benedict, so-called conservative, mm-hmm. A Vatican II enthusiast, a Vatican II modernist, Pope Benedict was.
Right.
He appointed this, Cardinal Koch, who praises Nostra Aetate as a new compass, a new direction for the church. He put him in this prestigious position of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. And also, Koch praised Ratzinger, Pope Ratzinger, because he says no other pope visited so many synagogues.
Oh,
John Paul, in 26 years, visited one, whereas he's boasting Benedict XVI, who people call conservative, in 6 short years, visited 3.
Oh, my.
One in the United States, one in Rome, and I forget where the third one was. I think maybe Germany, I'm not sure. So this is definitely an orientation of the council that departs from the clear teaching of the magisterium, and those who are faithful to what the church always taught in this regard are now deprecated as hardened sectarianism and as fundamentalists, and by some who write in cheap tabloids, as the Catholic Taliban, Catholics.
Yeah, a cheap term. And so if you're wondering who the fundamentalists are, obviously we look in the mirror. And that's what
that's
we
and
do.
So this has been a mark of this pontificate, the absolute sneering. And you know what it is, too? It's very, I'll call, it's modern Jesuiticism.
Wow.
Because modern Jesuiticism, because this is what we've gotten from the modernist Jesuits since the time of the Council. This smug, superior sneering at everything that the Catholic holds dear, or so much of what the Catholic holds dear.
Mm. Wow.
I like what you said.
And Francis epitomizes that. All the while, what we'll say in showbiz, doing this shtick.
No, I like what you said before, an avalanche of verbiage, you said in the video.
A pile of verbiage and of humility and mercy and compassion and all of that. So we don't budge, we stick to our guns.
Well, God is in his heaven, and... What was it Bishop Sheen said? The devil will have his hour, God will have his day.
Oh, yeah. God has his day, and the devil has his hour. And right now, we're in the hour of this Vatican II triumph. We're in the hour of this Bergoglian papacy. But as I said in the video, you know, it won't last forever. And we just keep to the faith. I remember, too, you know, I never could find the source of this, but it was in a journal, a little typewritten journal, but it was a reputable little newsletter that came out of Mexico, written by an English speaking priest, and he quoted, this must be around 1983 or 82, and he quoted John Paul II saying about Archbishop Lefebvre, Lefebvre is a Roman Catholic, and we are ecumenical Catholics.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it makes total sense. That really does.
So, yes. The Catholic is bound to keep the faith whole and entire. The Catholic is bound to keep the faith in the same meaning and in the same explanation as what the Church always taught. And when I say, I think you know this, when I say in the same meaning and in the same explanation, that comes directly from the infallible.
Yes.
And dogmatic Vatican I, that taught that this is what Catholics are bound to do, to hold the Catholic faith in the same meaning and in the same explanation, and never to depart from this in the name of a deeper understanding. We know that in the Oath Against Modernism, Pius X repeated that phrase from Vatican I because the priest or whoever it was, seminarian, professor, taking the oath against modernism, one of the things he had to swear is to reject the idea that the Catholic faith changes over time and solemnly hold to the Catholic faith, again, same terminology, in the same meaning and in the same explanation. Mm-hmm. And the important thing to know about that Vatican I phrase is that wasn't something that was written up and invented by the fathers of Vatican I or Pius IX. That phrase, that explanation of tradition, goes all the way back to the 4th century at least of St. Vincent of Larens, who talked about the Catholic's duty to keep to tradition, which is the Catholic faith, same terminology, in the same meaning and in the same explanation.
John Veneri from Catholic Family News is putting it eloquently. This is why we love having you on, John. Hey, we'll stay in touch. We'll continue to, because it's almost like daily we can follow on Catholic Family News, whether it's a light show.
Yeah, I'll give the website again, if I may. It's cfnews.org. And we update every day, and I'm trying to do more videos. And as I said, there's so much to cover. I mean, good grief. You know, the things that we didn't even talk about. Well, since the fundamentalist thing happened, we had the opening of the Year of Mercy.
Yes.
We had the projection of endangered species on the Vatican.
Yeah. Right, the light show.
The light show.
Mm.
And then what is the deal with the upcoming an upcoming synod? Speculation about what may be on a future synod, priestly celibacy.
Yeah, that was released by I think it was Chiesa, Robert.
Magister.
But we've heard Francis talk about this before, somewhere early in his pontificate. I'll have to dig it out. He talked about the fact that this is something that we could look at again, which doesn't surprise. You know, it's very interesting too. With all this, you know, everything they touch, they want to alter and change, and this is the mark of the modernist. Because what did Pius X said of modernism? There is nothing they leave untouched, nothing they do not strive to corrupt.
And
unfortunately, the highest echelons of the Church, including the man in white right now, he fits that description.
Hit your knees, my friends. Hit your knees and hold that rosary and hold fast to Our Lady.
Exactly.
Stay faithful. And remember, too, Our Lady of Good Success said that she predicted this crisis starting just past the second half of the 20th century, which is 1960, which maybe we'll do a separate show on this one of these days. That jibes with the time that the Third Secret was going to release. She talked about this massive crisis of faith, and she did say that there will be a restoration. We just have to stay faithful, stay under Our Lady's cloak, say our rosaries, and help those who are confused.
Yes,
exactly.
Those who in our
That's what we're all trying to do.
Talk to them about the faith if they're interested.
There he is, John Venere from Catholic Family News. Once again, my friend, thank you for being on. And
happy to be here.
We will stay in touch. Take care. God bless.
You too.
Man is a wealth of. I like how he can just throw that stuff out there.
Yeah.
Well, he's done so much research over the years. I mean, this is he's talked of this for years.
He has, but he said something very important, that talk to those who are interested. We have to
about the faith, yes.
Yeah, but we have to remind ourselves we can never convert anybody.
It's not up to us.
No.
It's all in God's hands.
Right, and it's in the person too. They have to be willing to accept the truth.
Yep.
If they don't want to hear the truth, they're not going to hear you. They're not going to hear the truth.
But you can't stop talking about it. You just
no.
you throw it out there. You say what you know.
Right.
You stand up for your faith. And God willing, they will listen. They will be curious. They will
And hopefully not
want
in arguments either.
No. And if it becomes argumentative, then you just have to pull back. Because no one's listening when everyone's arguing.
Exactly.
Nobody's listening. No one's trying. Mm-mm. No one's thinking.
Right.
And so there's that. And
right.
then
if you get so frustrated because they're not listening and they're not hearing you, then the only thing that you can do at that point is really pray for them. Pray a lot.
And tell them you're gonna.
And don't we have to all pray for our families?
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
All our family members, we all have to pray for them.
And we're not just talking about those outside the Catholic faith. There are Catholics today who have completely turned their back on or misrepresented the faith.
Right.
And so it does a good thing to get into a good discussion
mm-hmm.
about the faith and to know your faith and to learn, keep learning your faith.
Keep learning your faith, exactly.
As we are.
Right.
And that's why I'm thankful
And learn to live it, really. And that's why we started this,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, to learn to live our faith every single day. Practice what you preach.
Which is what we're going to do tomorrow when we have Father Wood on with us to discuss a little bit of a couple of Latin words, you know, the origin thereof. Father Wood will join us tomorrow. Also, Richard Grablin's going to be on with us to talk about some of the liturgical Christmas Advent type music,
mm-hmm.
Christmas caroling, stuff like that. It's your morning tradition now. Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Your Morning Tradition, where we are
living our faith.
Thought I'd throw the choo-choo song on there. You haven't had that for a while.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know how much you enjoy the choo-choo song. Mike and Lisa.
Well, we watched Trains last night, too.
We did?
We did. White Christmas, Trains.
Oh, yeah. We watched, that's a kind of a tradition around
here. Snow, snow, snow.
Wow. That's a beautiful song, Lisa. Unfortunately, we have none.
I know we don't.
Is there any place that has a lot of snow right now? I guess out in Denver and all out in there, they do, right?
Do they?
I think they do.
I haven't noticed.
I think
I haven't been paying attention, really.
All the rain that we have here out west was snow. And I was told that for every inch of rain, generally, this is an average,
mm-hmm.
for every inch of rain, you can count on that being a foot of snow. Because snow is bulkier, it's puffier.
Okay.
So every drop of rain is a flake of snow, but it's bigger, it's puffier,
mm-hmm.
right? So whether you have an inch of rain, you would have a foot of snow.
Wow.
Think about that.
I just did.
Why? Which is hence the word wow.
Right.
All right. Because we've had about 2.5 inches of rain in the last few hours.
So we'd have 24 inches of snow.
Yes.
Or more.
2.5 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah. And six would be 30 inches.
Wow. The math is boggling, I know, but that's just to give you a little weather introspective.
It rained and rained and rained.
Yeah, we had a ton of rain here in the Midwest. Hopefully you're okay where you are. And our thanks to John Venere for being on with us at Catholic Family News. I asked John about having his own show. He's mulling it over.
Well, yeah, he's pretty busy.
He's busy, and just, you know, to have to sit and spend time putting that together would be a... Well, he might. I'm not saying he won't. He might. Mm-hmm. Real quick, here's a little maintenance for you. As you know, we're always concerned about your safety here at Magnificat Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Your well-being, both spiritual and physical.
Yes.
And so, this comes to us from U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Yes, they exist. Of course, you know they exist. They keep an eye on consumer products.
Yeah.
Making sure they're safe. These are the people who made sure that irons don't electrocute you and stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
A lot of people.
Just moving the mic.
I guess some people know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people. Anyway, this time of year, as we come into the last 2 weeks before Christmas, especially the last week before Christmas.
Yes.
Especially for traditional Catholics putting up the decorations. The biggest time of year for injuries. Well, you probably guessed that.
Oh, probably because outside putting up things and it normally is... ice, snow, and ladders, they don't mix.
No. And reaching too far off balance on a ladder, trying to get that last little hook of light. Nah.
Somebody should make something out of rubber or steel grip toes or something to grip into the ice.
That exists.
It does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can get all kinds of grippy shoes with spikes on them and stuff.
For ladders?
Well, no, if you're going to climb a ladder, then your spikes are going to get caught in the rungs.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Make a ladder or make some kind of something.
Oh, the ladder that spikes in the ground.
So whatever you're climbing on is nicely firm to the ground and you don't fall.
Or you could just have somebody else put the lights up or don't put any up at all. That's my solution.
I'm just thinking.
15,000 Americans... last year suffered decoration-related injuries. Now, this goes anywhere from falling off a ladder. They're not all falling off a ladder. Some of them are falling into the Christmas tree, trying to get the last little bit up over that. Some of them are stepping on glass bulbs that fall and break. Never put your tree up or decorate in the barefoot. What is wrong with you? Don't do that.
Or socks.
One, you're going to have needles on the floor. Two, you're going to have possible broken glass.
Well, right.
I so often wonder, how did the people, I think we may have mentioned this the other day, putting the real Christmas trees up in log cabins with real candles on them.
Right. What are you thinking?
Well, and maybe there were a lot of fires. You just don't hear about it. Anyway, number one injury this time of year, falling off a ladder. So do be careful. That's just a little reminder from your friends here at Magnificat Radio, where we have your safety in mind. So that's just about going to do it, Lisa.
Well, all right, sir.
I appreciate you being my partner in crime over here.
Well, you're welcome.
And John Videri, thanks for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, it was great as always.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow, remember, we've got a twofer. We've got two guests tomorrow. We're going to have Father Wood on with the Latin word or phrase of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there usually is several words.
And they're sprinkled in there. I think some Greek.
I don't know.
Possibly.
All right. He mentioned he would like to do some Greek and Latin, so we'll see where we head. And Richard Grablin will be with us. Grab you some Richard Grablin tomorrow.
That's right, that's about music.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Advent music, Christmas music, stuff like that, history of caroling, and wherever else we end up. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio.
Thank you for being here. I just ran right all over you.
Have a nice day.